It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, January 14th, 2019. It's a new year, and with it comes the usual round of resolutions, which ordinarily involve promises to improve one's behavior in some way, such as to get more exercise and lose part of that holiday weight gain, or set aside some money on a regular basis for a worthwhile purpose, or read more, or cross off an item or two on the bucket list. Resolutions are always well-intended, but by the end of January, one's resolve to keep them begins to wane. Here's a resolution of a different sort, and one that I hope to keep as well. Do more writing, and while I'm at it, improve the end product by eliminating those clunky, useless phrases that, while in common use, add nothing to the effectiveness of what one has to say. Here, with the assistance of England's Oxford Royal Academy, are some good, or actually bad, examples. First, in terms of. In terms of is a meaningless phrase often employed in speech, but it's also popular with students, who think it makes their writing sound more academic by adding emphasis. It's almost always better to use a single well-placed word instead. For example, the novel is expressed in terms of a diary, could easily be rephrased to, the novel is written as a diary. Second, the fact that. Phrases that incorporate the fact that can always be simplified. Due to the fact that can be changed to because or since, and so can in light of the fact that. Given the fact that should go as well. Third, needless to say. This phrase, in common with it goes without saying, means it is assumed that something is self-evident or it doesn't need to be said. The clue here is in the meaning. Needless to say doesn't need to be said, and the sentence will work perfectly well without it. Fourth, it is important to note that. This is a fairly void expression, the sentiment of which could be expressed equally well by saying importantly or by leaving it out entirely. For example, it is important to note that not all scholars agree on this could be changed to not all scholars agree on this. Fifth, in actual fact. Just say actually, or don't use it at all. Sixth, in excess of. This one is often used to estimate large numbers of people or objects. If you can, be exact. A crowd in excess of 100 people could have 101 people in it, or it could have 10,000. It is also a pompous way of saying over or more than. For example, instead of saying the site was occupied by in excess of 100 people, just say the site was occupied by over 100 people and be done with it. And finally, the one that really drives me up the wall, in the process of. This phrase is painfully redundant because every sentence in which it appears that I can think of will work just fine without it. For example, we're in the process of moving to a new neighborhood. Becomes simply, we're moving to a new neighborhood. And for all of you in the process of junkies, like my wife, who find it hard to let go, just try it, and after a while it will become easier and you'll be a better person for it. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for January 14th, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.